the Gemara and Rav Kama on Ted Vav, based on the Mishnah, actually said that there is no difference when it comes to the laws of damages between a man and a woman. Means whether a woman damaged should be obligated to pay, or whether she was damaged, so therefore she would be needed to be compensated. The Gemara comes along and says that there's no difference really between both woman and lady when it comes to the punishments of the Torah. For example, if a man is Hayab Malkut on a certain sin, and the lady will be Hayab Malkut on the same sin. The question that the poskim discuss is, let's say you have a lady who's married, and as she's doing her chores in the house, she breaks some vessels. She breaks a dish when she's cleaning it. Now, if you go on the assumption that everything in the house belongs to the husband, so then does she have to compensate the husband? Is she obligated to now, you know, pay for the broken dishes? So Shulchan Aruch actually discusses this in Ibn Ha'ezer in Siman Peh, Halakha Yud Zayin, where the Halakha says, Ish Ha'isha, Sheshavra Kelim Be'et Sha'astam Melakoteha, she broke Kelim when she was doing her work, Betuch Beta Petura, she's exempt from paying. So the Mefar Shiman Shulchan Aruch, which is the Halkat Mechokek and the Bet Shemuel, they come along and they say, even though from Shulchan Aruch it sounds like only when she's working, but if say she breaks it you know, not at the time that she's doing any work in the house, it would sound like from Shulchan Aruch that she is obligated to pay. However, they bring a Yerushalmi that says that so long as she broke them in the house, even if it's not at the time of work, so therefore she would be petura. However, could be if she broke them on purpose, that would be another story, that maybe she'd be hayevet to pay. Or clearly halakha says if she gave the kelim away, that she doesn't have a right to give the kelim away without her husband's permission. All of a sudden the husband comes home and the silverware is gone. And what happened to the silverware? I gave it away to the poor people. Well, so she might think that she's doing a mitzvah, but technically, since those assets really don't belong to her, so she would have to get a permission before she gives them. Of course, if the husband says, "Oh, Chazak Baruch, you know, very nice, I'm happy," then of course everything is settled. But that underscores the importance that the woman has to really, you know, discuss these things with her husband before she starts liquidating the assets of the house.